Coach Sartori joining us here in our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show. Congratulations on the win, Tom.
Thanks, Schulze.
Haven't been too many calm, cool, and relaxed third periods. What was that one like on the bench?
You know what? I don't like these games. Because well, I'll tell you why, guys. I just don't, because I don't want our guys to let their – I don't want them to let they have a tendency of letting their guard down. I wanted to win the period, and I told them that. And I don't want to give that other team any kind of satisfaction for the next night. And you got to manage the game. You got to manage risk. You got to know how to win. You got to know how to play the right way in those situations. And you know, sometimes it's very easy to play with play with immaturity, to be honest with you. And you got to play mature in those situations. And I thought, by and large, we played pretty mature. We played 200 feet. There's a few times we had poor slot coverage, and I was not a happy capper on the bench. But you got to learn how to win like that, and you got to learn how to win. When you have a lead, you got to make sure, again, that you just do things the right way.
Well, after a week off, I don't know if you could script a first period any better. I thought you guys were really sound defensively.
No, you know what, Biss, you're spot on, and I always get worried after the break. I got people walking by me right here, so I'm stuttering, guys. So, yeah, no, but after the break, it always is a little dicey, but it does help being at home. And like I told our staff, between the first and second, this is a miserable trip. It's just like when we go to Lake Superior, it's a miserable trip. Ferris, miserable trip. Bowling Green, miserable trip. And it's hard on Friday nights on the road, man, on the first period. And again, for when we're on the road and when teams come here too, and that's why you want to take advantage of the situation. And you just want to have a lead. I mean, hey, obviously we'll take a 3-0 lead any day of the week, but I mean, I just want to be up 1-0 after one. And you want to get a lead at home like that. And no, I was proud of the guys for that.
Two different occasions, Tommy had a goal right around 20 or 25 seconds apart from each other. Those are backbreakers. But to me, the biggest one was the one with 15 seconds left in the first. Unbelievable forechecking pressure by Kyle Loft and also Eric Polkamp on that little scenario there, and that's just devastating.
Who scored that one?
Carter.
Carter. Okay. Yep. I gotcha. Yeah.
Polkamp behind the net, fed it right out to him.
Yeah. No. You're
15 seconds left. That's just
a
boy.
Kick. That's a kick in the teeth. It no question.
Well, Carter, Eric, Austin Jopy. I thought certainly Austin Jopy, one of his best games that I've seen him play. He was all over the ice tonight.
Played. He's playing really good all year, Biss. He's been playing really good.
Noah Quinn gets his first career goal. Unbelievable play by Leighton Roden and Casper. Getting the puck to him, but Noah's got to still be in the right spot with those two guys.
Well, he stayed with it too. Like he was, that's a tough situation, and he got a couple 2-3 whacks. That's on them, but you know, he got 2-3 whacks, and he took advantage of that situation, and it fell in the back of the net.
Well, Saturdays always tend to be different, right?
Enjoy. Oh, this will be a war tomorrow.
You know that.
Yes, I've been in 50 games like this, and I've been, I've been pitching and I've been catching in these games before, and that's what, again, it's going to be a war tomorrow. It's going to be so hard, and I've never been in a game where I've either, you know, lost by 4-5, 6-7, or won by 4-5, 6-7. That the next night is just, it's a total 360. So we know what to expect, and that's just the way it's going to be.
See you then, Tom.
All right.
Tom Cerruti here on our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show. Bemidji State, a 7-1 win tonight.